Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another edition of Lights, Camera, Rant. And this particular episode, we've got a review of Don't Look Up. We've got a review for Boba Fett Episode 2. But we always start off with the news first. So the biggest news right now, which I'm glad to announce, is that my first YouTube review is now live on YouTube. So definitely go check it out. I did a review of the Guardians of the Galaxy video game. Off my PlayStation 5. It was a lot of fun to make. A little fiddlier than just doing a podcast like this, but a lot of fun. So definitely go check that out on Lights, Camera, Rant on YouTube, Guardians of the Galaxy. And definitely comment, like it. Let me know what your thoughts are. Did you like Guardians of the Galaxy game? Do you think it was boring? Or do you definitely striving for a sequel? Because I know I am, because that was an effing great game. And I can't wait, and I really do hope they make a sequel, but definitely go check that out. That is the good news. The bad news I got for you right now, which unfortunately we heard yesterday, was that Bob Saget unfortunately passed away at the age of 65. He was the father from Full House, and he was also the host on America's Funniest Home Videos. It's really funny saying that because of the fact that we don't have the Funniest Home Videos anymore. It's almost like TikTok, really. TikTok and Vine, which is really sad. You know, it's nearly a week apart from him and Betty White both passing. So it's just shit. All right, it's done. It's done. 2022 off really strong until then. Like, ooh, well, this ain't looking too good. Unfortunately, he has passed away. So my condolences go to his friends, his family, and his pets. But moving on, we've got news report the fact that Dying Light 2 that comes out on the 4th of the 2nd this year. Yes, what I'm about to say is apparently 100% true, is that this game is going to take you 500 hours of game time to complete, to get to like platinum or something like that. That is indeed correct. The report is that it will take you 500 hours. That's a couple of months to do that at least. Like, holy shit. And if you got a 9-to-5 job, it's going to take you even longer. Right now, I know Dean is dying for this game. So if he's going to try and gun for that platinum, good luck, sir. Good luck anyone trying to get platinum on that game, if that's indeed correct. And, you know, it really shows the fact that this game has been delayed about 3 times. And if that's correct, 500 hours, then obviously we can see the fact it is worth it for those delays. Because it looks like they've added this much content. And all I can say is, holy shit. I've never seen a game with that high of an hour gameplay, and can't wait to see the first person who reaches platinum on that. Moving on, which is no surprise, is the fact that Spider-Man No Way Home is now the 8th highest grossing movie of all time globally. That's absolutely no shocker. It's a fantastic movie. Have you seen No Way Home yet? If you haven't, please stop this video and go see it. You're wasting every time. It's fantastic. But if you're not a Spider-Man fan, then please continue. I completely understand. moving on, which I didn't even know this as well. I was surprised when I saw this, is the fact that apparently Amazon has greenlit and will be producing a Fallout TV series that will be start filming this year. So I presume the fact it will be released for 2023. Fallout, the PlayStation... Xbox and PlayStation... franchise is getting a TV show release. I'm very curious to see where this is going to be situated and where they're going to take it. There's just so much lore that you can take from the Fallout games, so they could almost pick at anything. Which is also reminding me of the fact that, don't forget that we're getting the Halo TV show this year as well on Paramount Plus. that's also going to be releasing this year. They've finished filming. But yeah, Fallout TV show from Amazon. Speaking of Amazon, which I was very excited for, is that we got a release date for The Boys Season 3. June 3rd of June this year. They're getting releasing for Season 3. There's a couple of teasers out there. There's set photos, like photos from the show. But we haven't got a full-length trailer as yet. It's just been teasers. But this drop, you know, the release date, I am so excited. I will admit I'm late to the bandwagon for The Boys. But thanks to Mark going, why haven't you watched it? You know, Mark from Mark My Words. I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And now I'm like, why didn't I watch this earlier? This is freaking fantastic. And the rest is history. But yeah, Boys Season 3, June the 3rd. Which, unfortunately, I must mention this, that on my last episode, I did a whole breakdown for you guys on where you should get your dates and calendars already penciled in for all the movies and TV shows coming out. Well, I must retract one of those movies because I'm gutted, because that episode released on Tuesday. This news came out on Wednesday, which is just shocking. But Morbius has been delayed for the sixth time. It has been delayed and it is not coming out until April. At first, I thought it was an April Fool's joke because it said April, but no, it has been delayed again, which is just, I swear to God, you know, by the time this comes out, you know, Jared Leto is going to be an old man. This finished filming like 3 years ago. Yeah, is correct, like 3 years ago. So he has, I think he's had about two or three movies come out since then, since this movie. But yeah, Morbius has been delayed again, and the rumor is, is the fact that apparently they're shooting new scenes for Michael Keaton as Vulture, as well, rumor, they're also filming scenes with Andrew Garfield due to the overwhelming response from No Way Home for him to return as Spider-Man. So there's a crazy rumor out there, the fact that the Spider-Man in the Morbius universe will be Andrew Garfield, not Tom Holland. But how that works is just mind-boggling. However, if anyone, as I've always mentioned repeatedly, until we see this movie, the trailer for Morbius is just, you know, there's little tidbits to like four different universes that don't make any sense. So we're, like I've always said, we're going to, when we finally be able to go see Morbius, we're going into this not knowing exactly where it's situated. All we know is the fact that Spider-Man's in it, Black Cat's in it, and the fact that he also knows who Venom is. That's really about it. But hey, it's going to surprise us all. And look, I'm really looking forward to it. And every time I see it gets delayed, I'm like, come on. As I said, I did the episode on Tuesday. The news came out on Wednesday. I thought, you mother, you piece of shit, Sony. Of course you delay it again. But moving on, like, that is what it is. Carry on. So also announced the fact that E3 this year will be online again, similar like last year due to the pandemic. That was really no surprise to myself because I was like, you know, it's gonna be like that for a little while still, even though with no lockdown, still the, you know, the amount of people. Obviously, you know, gaming's a massive community and everyone's gonna rush in. Which is really kind of sad because, like, you know, I went to E3 3 years ago and that was fantastic. And after that, Sony pulled out and then the pandemic hit. So it's just gone down, down, down from there. So, you know, it is what it is, but E3 will be only online this year. Look forward to that. Also, found out a little tidbit that doesn't surprise, you know, I was like, oh, okay, that's actually really cool to know how this all came about. Tom Holland mentioned in a recent interview the fact that he's currently starring in an Uncharted movie that's coming out, how that originally wasn't meant to be Uncharted. What he actually went to was to go to try and submit a young James Bond movie, but The estate holders of the James Bond franchise were like, no, we don't want to do that. And then the talks morphed into, oh, why don't we do Uncharted then, do a young Nathan Drake. And then, boom, here it is. Here it is. We're black and blue. We've got it. And Uncharted's coming out in a couple of months. And look, you know, I think that's a much better decision. I've got no inkling to go see a young James Bond because that's not what the character needs. But an Uncharted movie, take my money as long as it's good. But obviously that's yet to be determined. But really pumped for the Uncharted movie. It looks really good. Another trailer came out actually last week. So definitely go check out my Facebook page because I do share all new trailers, all new posters, stills on my Facebook page and Instagram. So definitely go follow them if you want to check out the new trailer. And the last thing I've got here is the fact that in latest news is that Mark Hamill, bless that man, posted on his Instagram saying the fact 1 year since this glorious thing happened, which was 1 year ago, was when Donald Trump got permanently banned from Twitter. I love the fact that he posted that, and I love the fact that Donald Trump did get banned from Twitter, because that man should not have any social media or any way to get his word out, really. But I do love the fact that Mark Hamill was like, yo, 1 year since this glorious day, and you think it's going to be something Star Wars? Nah, it's going to be something like this. And I'm like, love that man. He's an international treasure. And it's going to be really sad the day he passes away. You know, he gets to join his sister at that particular day, but I really hope that's still very, 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 very far away. But yeah, so it's 1 year since Donald Trump got banned, thank God, from Twitter. So guys, that was all the main news that's happened in the very past week. Obviously, as I said, check out the YouTube page, ladies and gentlemen. But let's move on. So I've got two reviews, and I must say this, I watched this movie called Don't Look Up, and Mark's recommendation from Mark My Words. And because, you know, it's caused a lot of some buzz on Netflix. It's currently right now, it is the third most watched movie in Netflix's history since its release. Had a budget of $75 million. You know, it's got, you know, Cate Blanchett, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence. I just had her name on the tip of my tongue. Not Thatcher. It's just escaped me. But it's got a lot of big name actors in it for this particular movie. And so I thought, all right, surely it will be good. You know, Meryl Streep. That's it, Meryl Streep's in it. it's got a lot of big name actors in it. And Mark put up his review for it, and I thought, all right, I'll watch this too. So what it's about is the fact two scientists discover the fact that a meteorite is heading towards Earth. So when they try and tell everybody, no one's taking them seriously. Even the president doesn't take them seriously. And the media is more interested in, like, you know, social drama, or, you know, who's cheating on who, or, you know, latest scandals, stuff like that. And they have a really hard time trying to evade it, and no one's taking it seriously. And as the movie goes along, spoiler alerts, obviously, as the movie goes along, they eventually do believe him, but it still fails because someone intervenes. Thinking, in fact, oh no, actually there's murals on there that we could obtain to make millions of dollars off it. That also fails. And unfortunately, it does eventually hit. Now, this is meant to be like, it's meant to be like a spoof satire movie, but it's really, look, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I didn't enjoy this movie at all. I found myself on my phone constantly. Bits and pieces of this movie. So it's a long movie, so it's not short. It's definitely not short at all. And it's just, like, it's trying to be serious, it's trying to be funny, and then right at the end there's a whole bunch of drama going on. And, like, one positive I will say about this whole movie is that it does convey the fact that, you know, during COVID. COVID's happening. It's a serious matter. People's too concerned with other drama shit going on. And like, no, you need to focus on this. This is more serious than how people don't pay attention to it. That it conveys well, very well. 100%, and I agree. Sometimes people don't pay attention to the right things and they really care who's what scandal or who's sleeping with who. As well as it's also getting positive reviews from the science community because of its scientific accuracy of what could actually happen. However, to me, for a movie in the whole, I found this actually quite boring. I didn't laugh. There was nothing I really found funny about it. I was like, okay, like I get it, but that's, you know, that's about it. This movie has 138 minutes runtime. So as I did find myself checking my phone, it just felt the plot like got stretched out for no particular reason. Like you could have ended probably about a good like 40 minutes earlier. And it just boggles me because of the fact that like everyone's saying how good this is. And I thought, all right, I'll go in this with an open mind. I was bored shitless. And right after I was bored shitless. And I just watched The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. And I said to my partner, I was like, oh, no, let's watch this. And then at the end of it, she's like, I'm picking the next movie because that was crap. I was like, I'm sorry. I had good recommendations. It would be good. But no. And look, what I think what boggles me is that I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, this is really good. It's really funny. I'm like, no, like I didn't laugh. If anything funny, I got it, but at the same time, it was like, this is nothing to, like, this is a moment kind of movie, as in, it's come out, this is not a movie go rewatch. This is not a movie that, you know, will be remembered for long. Really, this is just a kind of moment, because the plot turns out, and, you know, some of the actors are really good in it, but however, it's just like they're not given much. And, you know, what I find hard is the fact, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, who just, you know, last year had Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is fan-frickin-tastic. This is his follow-up? Really? Like, what, at what point did you sign up with thinking, yeah, this is, I'm in for this. Then again, he's a big on environmentalist. So that part, environmental stuff, all for that, I can see why. Anything else? No, if I was an actor and this came across my desk, I was like, nope, pass on. Especially the fact I just did a Quentin Tarantino film and then this was next and it was a Netflix. I'm like, no, absolutely passed. Look, my recommendation is that don't go watch this. This is, I said, didn't find it funny. Plot, it goes for a little bit too long and some dull points. And it's really hard because, you know, it's got Meryl Streep, it's got, you know, Jennifer Lawrence, Jonah Hill, Ron Perlman. You know, it's got a lot of big name actors. However, this is not a staple movie at all. And I'm really glad that the fact it came on Netflix, because I would be really disappointed if I paid money to watch this. That's me being really honest. Like, I know a lot of people have different opinions over it because of the fact, you know, it does tackle the serious matters, which I 100% agree, the fact that, you know, serious matters do need to be taken more attention, people need to listen. However, besides that, this is a very subpar movie. Like, this is, I'd give this a D if this was a rating. And, you know, it's funny, it's really hard because the fact I watched Ghostbusters recently and I loved it. Every point, you know, this was fantastic, you know. Want to convey, that was my last review, and this I was like, this is terrible. This is something I will never watch again. Look, honestly, let me know your thoughts. I'd love to get everyone's thoughts on this and what you thought. Like, did you like it? Did you laugh at all at it? Or, you know, do you believe the fact it's a good reflection of the world at the moment? Or, you know, the fact that it's not really interesting at all, or you didn't really get the point of it. Like, I understand the point of it. Everything else was just really, really subpar. And look, I feel bad for Leonardo DiCaprio because of the fact that, like, this is your follow-up movie. Like, you'd really hope the fact that his next movie is going to be outstanding, you know. And but wouldn't recommend this one. Nope, unless you're in for a snooze fest, honestly. But let's get on to something a little bit more exciting that has better writing, better visuals, you can understand the story, and the fact you're still understanding the message, and you know everyone else, you know, everyone's really good acting and it lives up to the hype, which is Boba Fett episode 2 of the Book of Boba Fett series. Now this 100% is a lot better than episode 1. Definitely tell me if you're watching the Boba Fett series. Let me know what you think. Before I get further into review, I actually love the Boba Fett theme intro. Definitely can vibe to that. At the same time, it did make me miss the Mandalorian, and though the fact that we've got 12 months before we see the Mando return, it's really, I get it, but like at the same time, I'm like, come on, I want more Mando now. But it is what it is. But no, so this particular episode, you know, still going with the, he's still learning through the Tusken Raiders. So we still get those flashbacks going on as well, like how he learned to use the weapon, you know, their culture and everything. So it definitely dives into that and definitely gives you the big more respect and much more interest into the Tusken Raiders compared to what A New Hope was like. Because you're like, oh, the sand people. Oh no, these are Tusken Raiders. So... so you definitely get a new appreciation for this movie, and as it's going on as well, that's the past. In the present day, he's currently going around, going to the mayor because of the fact he gets attacked in the first episode by people trying to kill him. So he's hunting down, trying to find who sent him. So that leads him to the mayor, and then what leads him to even further is the fact that we do see Jabba the Hutt's siblings or family tree, sorry, want to take back, you know, they rock up and they want to rule, and Boba Fett's like, no, I'm the one in power, and they're like, no, we're actually in power, we're taking control of it. But the really, really cool scene was the fact that you saw on the left hand side how they're like, you know, we have powerful friends, but you know, that kind of thing, and you see this black, tall, carrying a massive gun, Wookiee. And I was like, holy shit, this guy looks like he could beat you to a pulp and shoot you before you hit the ground. So he's a black So in the Star Wars lore, he's actually an infamous bounty hunter that he was taken from his home, Kashyyyk, as a gladiator. And obviously he's turned into... a bounty hunter working for Jabba the Hutt, and there's rumour of the fact he's, you know, he's crossed many paths and, you know, he's killed many people, and he's also crossed paths with a Jedi. But when he comes into the scene, it's very intense, and all you can think of is like, you fight Boba Fett right now, this match right now. And it's a very intense scene, but it gets you really hyped up for what's yet to come, which I'm currently hoping the fact that the Boba Fett series comes with the same thing that's happening with the Marvel TV shows. I think it also happened in Mandalorian as well, which is like the 3-episode effect, where you get one episode, episode 1 and 2 is a bit like, oh, okay, it's getting into the world, and then episode 3 is like, bam, right in the face, like massive stuff happens, and like it just puts everything to full force into it. Mainly because of the fact it's a halfway point of the show. So that's also going to come out this week. So I'm really pumped for it. Episode one, like as I said in my review, was the fact I didn't feel like I really wanted to know what happened in episode 2. I didn't have like, ooh, what's going to happen next? You know, that kind of style. Oh, you know, what I felt like the Marvel shows. However, this episode, there was a lot more in it. And it was an awesome action scene right at the end. With a train that can run on sand. That's probably my best way. That's all I really got for you. So with a sand train. So it's a really cool scene with Boba Fett. It's all what we and the Tusken Raiders. That was really cool. So this episode packs a lot more into it. It's a lot more action, goes a little bit more in depth. And obviously you do see, you know, Jabba the Hutt's family. One little really good detail that I only noticed when I was talking to a mate was the fact, so you got these two Jabba the Hutts, obviously they're fully CGI, but they're getting carried on this giant platform, you know, being like, we rule all. And I didn't really think of it until when I was talking, it was like, so you got these two CGI, but the platform they're using is actually Boeing to their weight, which is real, the real prop. I thought, that's like, you know, just little things like that, just to add that detail so there's less CGI, is fantastic. Which, to Star Wars' credit, you know, with both Mandalorian and Boba Fett, is the fact I'm really glad of the fact they use, you know, props and CGI is 50-50, whether or not actually props are like 60-70 and CGI is like 30. Like, it just enriches that world so much and doesn't look as clean. Like, you know, there's a lot you can do with CGI, but it's just the things when you do a lot more props and then obviously add the CGI on top, it just adds that little bit to it and makes it look so much more believable and real, which we get a lot of scenes in the Boba Fett episode 2, even episode 1, a lot of landscape, which just looks beautiful and stunning visually, which is one of the highlights of the TV show. But yeah, look, anyone who's not sure about the Boba Fett TV show so far, episode 2 kicks into gear a lot more, as well as do get a good flashback scene of when he was a very kid from episode 2, and all, you know, and there was a flashback between him in the armor, his father, all kinds of bits and, you know, a good flashback scene with a tree and a lizard going up his nose. You're double guessing. No, that's exactly right. A lizard going up his nose. Ugh. Yeah, I was watching that. I was like, oh, God, nah. But 100%, you're going to love episode 2 of Boba Fett. There's a lot more into it. And see, that's exciting because obviously that's something I'm a passionate about. But like, just the way they've done that story is fantastic. You'd tell it. Don't Look Up was fucking shit. That was just, yeah, I wouldn't recommend that movie for anyone, really. Unless you want to watch a political movie that's saying a big message, then yes. And whole movie in a whole, just for face value? No. It's bad. Also, there's actually a scene in Don't Look Up where you can actually see the crew, actually the film crew video, you know, shooting a scene. You can actually see it, and they left that in. Apparently, Korean director was on there purposely, just to, you know, add the whole film vibe. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. Accents happen. But, you know, just like, oh, it's definitely in there. But yeah, guys, so that was my review for Don't Look Up. And that was my review for Boba Fett. Episode 2, The Tribes of Tatooine. And obviously, Chapter 1 was, you know, A Stranger in a Strange Land. But look, guys, it's so far moving forward is the fact that, you know, that show is going fantastic. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next 4 episodes. Honestly, my hype has been turned around and I'm all on board for the Boba Fett show. The only thing, like, a little bit negative I forgot to mention earlier is the fact I just want to be that little bit more ruthless, like Boba Fett ruthless, and just not feeling like, you know, in Mandalorian season 2, he was ruthless as anything. He was just, you know, being the absolute shit out of stormtroopers and death drones, except in this, I don't think he's, yeah, not much has really happened with him being ruthless, which obviously, be patient. But yeah, guys, look, that's my 2 reviews for that. I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. Definitely stay tuned for, obviously, you know, like, share, subscribe, and definitely go check out that YouTube video review. Please let me know what your thoughts are. And look, guys, as always, I appreciate you tuning in. And until next time.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting.